Welcome to the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is September 3rd, 2020, and I am your skeptical host, Ken Milne. The title of today's episode is Reddit and Books, Season Number 6. It has been a tough year for all of us with the global pandemic of COVID-19. I hope everyone is staying safe and taking care of themselves, both physically and mentally. It is more important than ever these days, during difficult times, to stay socially connected to those we love and care about. You are all leaders in your own way and can set the tone for your community. Lead by example. Wash your hands well. Practice physical distancing, not social distancing. We need to stay socially connected. But practice physical distancing and be smart about wearing a mask. More than anything else, try to be kinder to each other as we get through this challenging time. We have just finished season number 8 of the SGEM with an excellent episode on the diagnostic accuracy of clinical findings, lab tests, and imaging studies for COVID-19. This was an SGEM hot off the press episode in partnership with Academic Emergency Medicine. We track these special shows, and this one got close to 2.6 million Twitter impressions in just 1 week. It is also now in the top 50 papers ever published by AEM, according to Altmetrics. This represents some excellent knowledge translation by addressing awareness. The SGEM continues to grow and has approximately 43,000 subscribers. It's been successful because of people like you who listen to it every week. I would also like to thank the SGEM Hop team. That's Chris Bond, Corey Heinz, and Justin Morgenstern. There's also the amazing Dr. Kirsty Chalin, who produces Paper and a Pick each week. And of course, all the guest skeptics and my best friend, Chris Carpenter. The SGEM continues to try to cut that knowledge translation window down from over 10 years to less than 1 year. It does this by doing a structured critical review of a recent publication and then shares the information using social media. Our ultimate goal is for patients to get the best care based on the best evidence. As many of you know, 2020 has been additionally difficult for the Milne family, with the unexpected death of my little brother Scotty in February. I'm still processing the grief and appreciate all the love and support everyone has provided. We all deal with death in our own way and on our own timetable. Part of my grieving process was to plant an oak tree for Scott this spring. I know it will grow as big and strong as he did. If you have a sibling, friend, or anyone you care deeply about, I would encourage you to reach out to them today after listening to this podcast. Let them know how much you love them and appreciate them being part of your life. It may be your last opportunity. And remember, it is okay not to be okay. You don't have to be a superhero. Asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. I have asked for and received help from many of you, and it got me through this very painful time. You know who you are. My socks are on, and I'm up and out of bed. Thanks so much. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the SGEMers for everything you do in providing excellent patient care. As a small gift, please accept this PDF book of SGEM Season Number 6. You will find links to all your favorite episodes, Paper and a Pick infographics, and Twitter polls. But don't panic. Dr. Chris Carpenter's chapter on evidence-based medicine, Dr. Justin Morgenstern from First 10 EM's Simplified Guide to Approaching the Literature, and Dr. Anthony Crocco's Sketchy EBM chapters are still part of the book. Please feel free to share SGEM Season Number 6 book via your social media network. Email your faculty, send out a group email to all the residents, share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Help with the knowledge translation. If you are looking for the amazing theme music that helps with the KT for each of these SGEM episodes, you can find them on Spotify. Most of the music comes from the 80s because it is clearly the best musical era. I will put links in the show notes so you can get quick access on Spotify to all 8 seasons theme music. This knowledge translation project continues to be part of the Free Open Access to Medical Education movement, or FOMED. I continue to strongly believe We should share our intellectual capital and efforts with everyone around the world with no paywalls. This information should be for anyone, anywhere, and at any time. It stems from the philosophy of emergency medicine. We are the light in the house of medicine that is always on, 365, 24, 7, for anyone, at any time, for anything. The SGM season number 6 was put together with the help of my niece, Rhiannon Milne, who just finished her degree in Global Business and Digital Arts from the University of Waterloo. My daughter, Sage, also helped put this book together and did the cover art, which was inspired by the last Starfighter movie. She knows I am just as obsessed with 80s movies as I am with 80s music. Sage is entering her third year at Huron College University and is doing a degree in Global Health Studies. I will put links to all 6 seasons of the SGEM as PDF books. You can download each one or all of them and share them with your social media contacts. Season number 9 will be starting very soon, i.e. this weekend, and we have some exciting things to introduce to try and make the SGEM even better. I might even start trying to make TikTok videos for each episode. We'll see. Watch your social media feeds for the announcements coming this fall. One last thing. Could you please write a review on iTunes, like the SGEM on Facebook, and follow the SGEM on Twitter? And remember to be skeptical of anything you learn, even if you heard it on the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine.